faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
Of God's love with The Call.
The call to follow Jesus is ultimately a call to be transformed into the very likeness of God, which is love. The old law was able to place restrictions on us that changed our behavior, but it could not change our hearts. It might stop me from sinning, but it could not stop me from wanting to sin. This is where the message of grace is so revolutionary. The death and resurrection of Jesus frees me from my sin, but it is more than that. When we meditate on the love that has been shown through this saving action, we lose the desire to sin. Sin ultimately comes from a hunger for love, and so we fall upon creation in a desperate attempt to fill this hunger. Jesus gives us the ultimate remedy for sin by revealing to us a love that is greater than anything we can comprehend. The more we reflect on this truth and allow the grace to soak into our hearts, we will be transformed into the very likeness of the thing we are looking at, which is love. The fullness of this transformation will only take place if we are taking time every day to meditate on how God loves us. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full. Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. Walking the Walk, here's Sam Clear.
Hi, I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. Have you ever been in a pitch black room where you can't even see your hand in front of your face and you can't find the light switch? It's not such a nice feeling. Imagine that same complete blackout, but you're instead standing on a secluded road in the middle of Belarus, the last remaining dictatorship of Europe, and you're surrounded by thick pine forests, home to wild boars, wolves, brown bears, and bison. You lost your torch that day, and now you're stranded miles from anywhere, unable to even see your hand in front of your face. Welcome to my night on February 9th, 2008. I was halfway through a 73-kilometre day and was now faced with the daunting task of having to complete the final 30-odd kilometres in utter darkness. It was horrible. I stumbled off the side of the road numerous times, and every breaking twig in the forest had my heart skipping beats and my ears straining to work out what was there. I was close to crying out for God to bring an end to it all, for someone to be sent to pick me up on that secluded road. But instead, in that moment, God gave me the grace to instead ask for just a little light, something to light my way and provide relief to the complete blackout. There was a big flash of light to my left. I stopped and stared into darkness. Then another, whoosh! I'd walked up alongside a clearing cutting a kilometre through the forest to the M1 freeway, running from Moscow to Berlin. It was a beautiful sight. I painstakingly guided my every step through the overgrown, tussock-riddled clearing to the freeway, where prayers of thanks and a big sigh of relief were accompanied by car headlights flashing past every few seconds. I turned 29 years old that night. That little bit of light was a sweet birthday present. When we find ourselves in darkness, what do we desire? A way out or a little bit of light so that we can push on? Do we seek to regain control or do we seek Christ? I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
Coming close to the fire now. I want to see you a little brighter now. Just take my hand as we turn to the wind and don't let go. We walk a world of sun and love. The destination is the journey, love. So take my
back. You're tuned to The Journey. That was Follow the Sun by Evermore. And in that mix too, a great little tune from Jake Naughter, Lights.
Great to hear from Sam Clear in there as well in his segment Walking the Walk, talking about darkness and that amazing experience he had in Belarus. Really good story.
Yeah, great to have Sam on the show. And his website is walkforone.com. That's walk with the digit four, one.com. It's a great place to go if you're passionate about unity for Christian churches.
Also in there was Father David Callahan in his segment, The Call. He's from the Missionaries of God's Love, and he was drawing us into true daily discipleship this week by placing our trust in God and understanding that God wants to transform us into his image, and his image is that of love.
Coming up, Marilyn Rodriguez with her Peaceful Parents segment.
Really well named that segment, because this lady is just so peaceful. She must be an amazing mother, and her tips for parenting are fantastic. I know lots of people love them. Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
With advice on peaceful parenting, here's Marilyn Rodriguez.
Hello, I'm Marilyn Rodriguez, and you're listening to The Peaceful Parent. Last Saturday morning, I was so stressed out just thinking about what we had to do that day. Our kids' sports activities are on Saturdays, and so we had swimming and basketball as we usually do. But I'd also booked us all in to see our dentist, whose surgery is several suburbs away, and there was a grocery shop needed in there as well, and dinner to be cooked. And I wanted to go to a book club meeting in the evening as well. It all looked doable when I wrote it down in my diary, but when I woke up on Saturday, I just knew I'd signed my husband and me up for a tiring and stressful day, even before factoring in the Saturday traffic. We all know about the phenomenon of overscheduled kids, but what about overscheduled parents? The dental visits were the one thing I thought I could squeeze in, but really shouldn't have. They could have waited until the next school holiday, when we get a break from Saturday sports as well. We plunged in and survived, of course, but I certainly learnt my lesson. Our Saturdays are busy enough, and I'm always glad when I leave those empty bits of white space which we have in them whenever possible. Why do we often feel that we need to do everything at once, fulfill every desire and every need right away? In my case, I booked those dental visits because we were due for our checkups and I wanted to get them out of the way so I could forget about them. But why? They could have waited. There's always going to be something else I will have to do or want to do. I'm never going to be completely done. Not until the end of my life, and certainly not in this phase of life with a young family to raise. We all need some margins in every day, some white space. Time between our activities, to stop, chat with a friend or a neighbour, to tease our spouse or play with our kids, to potter around, maybe steal half an hour to do some little thing we enjoy doing. There are certain things we want and need to do as parents and as individuals, which are not very urgent. And so in very busy seasons of life, maybe the best way to get around to them is to look more broadly at our time. Plan our activities in terms of months or even years instead of weeks, weeks instead of days, and just take things a little bit easier, to give everyone in our family a bit more room to breathe and grow. This is Marilyn Rodriguez, and if you'd like to follow my journey in trying to become a more peaceful parent, you can visit my website at marilynrodriguez.com.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Lonely till the day you were.
was Won Me Over by Audrey Assad, and as promised, another great input from Marilyn Rodriguez and the importance of being peaceful when you're dealing with your kids, bringing peace into your daily life. Which brings us to the end of another week.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for listening into The Journey. I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying the cooler weather of winter. I encourage you to give us some feedback as well. Just go to our Facebook page. Look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine. You can also follow the links to listen to past shows of The Journey as podcasts.
And if the show isn't being played on your local Christian radio station yet, and you're listening via podcast or live streaming, well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you give them a call and just let them know about The Journey. Ask them if they can play it in your local region. That's how these things start, and lots of people are interested in getting The Journey playing in their local region. Keep listening in. It's being promoted all around the country in Catholic schools, parishes and agencies, and lots of people are getting right behind The Journey.
Next week on the show, we'll be doing it all again, goes without saying. Great music, interviews and inputs from our awesome presenters. Also a big cheerio to all of our listeners. There's a growing band of listeners, podcasts, live streaming, our new regions, they're taking the show. Bendigo, Wodonga, Gippsland, and of course, the Illawarra.
Thanks for listening in. Faith, hope, love and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.